Welcome back, friends, to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren. Hi, DJ. I am reporting live on location from my bed where I can... Yep. Okay. It's true. My balls are out and everything.
Why? Okay. Here's what I'm curious about. Is this just your solution to the fact that sometimes we start recording and I say, I don't know what I want to talk about? Is your solution like, well, I think what I'll do is I'll just talk about how my balls are out and everything, and then we'll have something to talk about? Because it's the worst. You know that, right?
No, I was like, because my balls were out anyway, in full disclosure. So my kind and lovely brother provided me with a new mattress and a memory foam attachment. So I was having an unexpected nap when you texted me, which woke me from my slumber, in which my balls were in fact out. So when I came to, I decided that, you know, instead of setting up a normal recording, maybe I should just put the mic near my bed where my balls were. I want to confirm this. My balls were out.
Okay. So
And are
out. So is that why when I texted and said, are you ready to record, you said, aw, piss yeah? Does that have anything to do with why that happened?
No, that was just how I would respond to that, because I'm articulate and just classy as all fuck.
I also really appreciate we're really going behind the scenes this week. I also really appreciate how I said ready now, and the response to that on your end was, oh, I'm gonna Facebook call him right away. And I was still like putting my dishes away, and Alexa was like, why is your phone buzzing? And I was like, oh my god, Darren. And then after I put my dishes away, I texted and said, sorry, I'm close, but not quite at my computer. To which Darren replied, penis. Just the word. No emojis, punctuation or anything. Just the word P-E-N-I-S.
I thought it would be a sick reference to the genitals I have.
Sick reference, bro.
Currently.
Check. You ready for this reference?
Yes.
How's your week been, man?
My week's been good. I've been good and productive and weirdly lucky with random stuff like the weather.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a storm. So I work outside. There was supposed to be a storm that rained 400 centimeters in like 2 days. And it's been blue skies every time we work.
Huh.
And we didn't work for one day, and that's when it rained the whole time.
Well, fuck the weather. That's why I don't pay attention to it, is because it's always wrong and never good or right.
Yes, that's what I say.
By week, I mean, so the thing is, we release on Tuesdays, but it's sort of been a bit of a backwards week, and things haven't been going my way in terms of time management. And so I'm actually usually so on top of it that we have to record like 5 days in advance to make sure I have enough time to edit and post. So
now I would like
recorded...
everyone to know, when he says usually so on top of it, this is in fact our fourth episode.
Yeah, but I mean 3 out of 4 ain't bad. So the thing is, and because we recorded on Thursday every week, and then we release on Tuesday. So we recorded Thursday, we released Tuesday, and then we didn't record Thursday, and now we're actually recording on the Tuesday. So when I say, how's your week, like, I haven't actually talked to you in, like, 10 days or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go to Narnia, and you come back, and it's been 5 minutes, but it does feel like I grew up, I got a family,
I
married
my
brother or sister, because that's what they never really acknowledge in Narnia, is they all go as siblings, and they all become kings and queens of the same kingdom, so you know they fucking...
Is that really a thing that happens? I've never read the books.
You never read the books? Oh boy, you think Lord of the Rings had some nasties, you think Game of Thrones had some nasties, wait till you read Narnia, where I like to call it... sister Narnia wife brothers.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. I'm witty and clever.
That's good. And I'm gonna edit that down so that you sound just as stupid as you deserve to sound for trying to come up with that awful turn of phrase.
I've never been edited in anything I ever do. I take one take and I'm perfect every time.
Did you know, okay, this is off topic, but it doesn't matter because it's a real thing that I would talk to you about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
which I feel like I should stop saying before I say things to you because it makes it sound fake. I think people at this point understand that these are things I would honestly just talk to you about.
You know, our friendship does seem real when you go, now if we were friends, I would talk about this friend thing.
Okay, just speaking of good old one take Darren, which is what they call you. Mm-hmm. Did you know that what's that song called that Ed Sheeran's done a bunch of? Perfect. That he's recorded with like Beyonce and Andrea Bocelli and all these. He's done these different versions of it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Anyway, apparently Beyonce went in and did that whole song in one take, and they were like, okay, well, that was perfect, so we don't need to do it again. Like, that's unreal to me. And I really appreciated that when... I appreciated that fact when yesterday I tracked drums for my band's first single for 3 hours. The first little bit was, like, set up and getting ready for it and everything. But it was like a lot.
Yeah, that's
good.
It's
just, like, when we were in there and I was like, okay, so we're almost done. And, you know, our producer, my... trumpet player and my buddy Tony, he's sitting there and he's like, okay, so we'll do this ending one more time and that'll be your 24th take. And I was like, what do you mean 20? And he's like, we've had to separately record 24 different times. And I was like, that's a lot. That makes me feel really bad at my thing.
Hey, do you think you could play drums? No man. That ain't you.
Oh, you thought you could play drums?
You're a sloppy stick hit boy. You just poke things with a stick violently. You thought you did the drums? No.
Sloppy stick boy. That's what they've always called me. Did you know that?
That is what they've always called you. I've known you for 8 years. I can guarantee it. I can confirm that's your nickname since... I wasn't there when you were born, but I did try to be there. I couldn't quite make the delivery.
Damn it, I tried. You know I did. I got caught in that horrible traffic on the bridge.
Yeah, it was because there was a storm, and then we're back to how the episode kind of started. No, wait, my balls were out.
It was a stormy night. I was 1 year old and couldn't drive. That was probably my biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
Okay, I wrote down some stuff, not that many things, but there was throughout the days of our separation, I've been writing a couple things down. There's literally two. I don't know why I'm making it sound like such an extensive list.
Our separation?
We haven't seen each other or spoken since our last recording.
I didn't catch cholera. Like,
we might as well be on different continents with the fucking ferry I have to take to see you. It's brutal. Okay. When I say there's a list of things I've written, I mean there's literally two of them. We can't go through them too quickly. Okay. But I do need to talk to them about you.
I'll make sure to drag my feet and derail as much as possible.
I do need to talk to you about them is what I meant to say. Okay, listen up. I was in the Wendy's drive-thru a few days ago.
Ooh, good choice.
And I know. I have genuinely slowly realized that Wendy's is like really, really, really good quality fast food. Like, I think I always kind of knew that, but I would still always go to McDonald's, mostly because the one Wendy's in Victoria is a little bit too far away from my house to be worth it. But every once in a while, damn, it be worth it.
My girlfriend, Devin, was the one who informed me they had a meat sandwich, what most people call a burger, that has multiple different states of matter of cheese on it. So it has solid cheese and that sort of movie theater style liquid cheese, and they call it a cheesy cheddar burger.
But
cheesy and cheddar refer to two different cheeses on this bun.
That's right.
And that's when I was like, I think this is going to be a start of a beautiful new friendship a food place.
I still remember the time that you were in Walmart with the Buckner siblings and you were with one of them. I don't know which one of them you were with first. And you were like, hey, it's queso. Look at this. We can get queso for our Tostitos. And they were like, what's queso? You're like, it's like that cheese you put on nachos at a theater. And they're like, why would I get nachos at a theater? I think it was Reese. And then you went to Brayden. And you're like, Brayden, look, it's queso. And Brayden was like, what's queso? You're like, it's that cheese you put on nachos at a theater. He's like, why would I get nachos at a theater? It's like,
you've no idea how much this pains me.
It's one of my favorite stories because they just like... I love it when people like that will just unknowingly just completely repeat themselves after somebody else. Like, it's amazing.
Well, and not to derail your story even further, but this tends to happen with me a lot, because I, as I may mention on the podcast a few times, I kind of look at things and not quite the way that normal people would look at them.
Yeah, you're fucked
and
up.
I was homeschooled
I mean,
for 10 years, so I was like, I've had a bit of a different life experience coming up, and so when I'm like, hey, this totally normal thing, a lot of the time, it is a weird thing that I personally experienced.
Totally.
But every now and again, I'm like, no, I know this one is a thing that many people have done. And I'm like, hey, look, bagels. You know, bagels people eat for breakfast. And people will be like, who eats bagels for breakfast? And you're like, no, no, I know this isn't me. I know this is a human people thing.
Like, I'm serious. I'm serious. I literally just ate bagels.
Mm.
With bacon and cheese and egg on them. Anyway, yep. They're so good. Yeah, no, totally. Like, it's kind of like how every once in a while you'll be like, you know, this super popular YouTuber that has millions of subscribers, and I almost indefinitely will respond with, I have never heard of them. I have never seen one of their videos.
That's okay, though, because there's too many goddamn video people.
Exactly. Okay.
There are.
There was a thing in the Wendy's drive-thru that I've never seen before at the Wendy's drive-thru. It was just a sign. And it said, Wendy's, and then it had a little colon. So it was like a slogan.
Yep.
I've never heard this Wendy's slogan before, so I don't know if it's new or if it's just like one sign.
Yeah.
It says, Wendy's, every hamburger, period, every day, period. Is that a challenge? Is that a fucking dare? Like, every hamburger, every day. Like,
I wouldn't even call that a slogan. I would call that aggressive.
Does that mean that every day I have to go through the fucking Wendy's drive-thru and say, it's me again, Dave. One of everything, please.
Who designs slogans nowadays?
Slogan boys?
I don't, like, have you seen the milk slogan? There's a company that sells milk around BC, and they have milk trucks, and there's a slogan on the side of it. And it says, every drop delicious. But what doesn't confuse me is every drop delicious is that they just choose to put a period at the end of that to be like, huh. We just made a complete full good sentence. Every drop delicious.
Every drop delicious. Period.
Period. Submit it to the printers. So hit me with that Wendy's slogan again. Every burger, every day.
Every hamburger, every day.
Every hamburger or every burger?
Every hamburger.
So they don't make the chicken burgers every day.
No, fuck.
You gotta catch them on special days for those.
Yeah, you gotta do a special Wendy's chicken burger raid with like 12 of your friends to earn one of them.
Oh, I hear that comes in the end game after you hit level 50.
Yeah, exactly. You get really big loot if you eat the chicken burger, though.
You gotta be careful because if you hit like a purple or like a legendary burger, oof, the stats are real
rough, good,
but your friends will fight you for it.
Could you imagine if there was a fast food restaurant based around a theme of like, similar to like Pokemon Go, where it's like, well, if you collect 17 junior chickens, then you have enough junior chicken eggs to eat a McChicken. Like, oh
no, what would be the end game? Are you just trying to eat yourself into the grave?
I think you eventually earn the Big Mac, and then by the time you eat the Big Mac, you're like, oh, this was it? Okay.
Like
that's it.
The level when you like you hit level 50, it's not level 50, it's just how high your cholesterol is.
Perfect.
And as you go up, you unlock better and better burgers.
But that's so subjective. That's so problematic. Like, better and better burgers? Because, I mean, like, I know for a fact that you might very well, if it was a Wendy's chain of command, you might very well put the cheesy cheddar burger near the top. Because it sounds like you're a big fan of it.
It's so delicious.
But a lot of people might immediately say, that's too much cheese.
But, oh no, you got me. People do have preferences.
Yeah, problem. Problem, hey. You know what? I just realized I've never had that burger and I kind of want to try it now. And I think I might try it before the next time we record.
It's $1.40. It's on their value menu.
Hell yeah. What?
We should call a Wendy's and see if they'll sponsor us. And by that, I mean give you that burger for less than $1.40.
Can I get this burger for 50 cents, please? I have a podcast. Shut up. You're the seventh one today. Okay. Can I tell you? We all know that all the podcasts are going after all the big sponsors. Squarespace. Blue Apron. That's
Round
it.
Round Space.
that's all of them. Oh, Casper
got a Monopoly
mattresses.
On the shapes.
Whatever. I don't want to sit here and list all podcast sponsors before we have any. But
that's true.
I want to tell you my second thing.
Ooh.
Okay. Because I have tell a second me. Thing. This one is sort of more. It's a little more unique because it was an experience I had that not a lot of other people did, in the sense that it wasn't a giant sign that was made by a corporation to advertise a weird slogan. It was just an incident that I witnessed. Okay?
An incident?
There was a woman crossing a very busy street in Victoria, and I was kind of like backed up in traffic a bit, and I was watching mm-hmm. her try to cross for a while. And she okay. was fully done up in construction gear. She was a flagger. And here's the thing. She okay. was holding the sign that said slow stop. And I think that if I was in her position, I think I would have just started walking out into the road and holding out the stop sign to people. Like, do you not think that that's a power that you would use if you had that sign outside of your work?
So you're, it's like being in a cop car and going 30 kilometers an hour in a school zone, but at like 4:45 p.m. where it's like it's almost the point where you don't have to, but you just really want to obey all the rules.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, you know, kind of sitting there not at a crosswalk and waiting for a good opportunity to cross the road. I was like, girl, just go. Just start walking. Hold out. Stop. And like, just
if it was me,
forget
I would have
the
held
haters.
It in. Yeah, I would have held the sign in my teeth. So it's stop way out, and I would just double middle finger. And what I'd do is I'd wait. Even if the robe was clear, I would wait for a car to be coming so I could stop them, and I would stop halfway and wait for 30 seconds before continuing.
You would really trip on that power, hey? You would, like, specifically wait to abuse it?
Yes. It would be my life's goal to abuse a power that really doesn't mean anything in the grander scheme of life.
My life is all about doing things that are barely meaningful.
I wanna like work at a coffee shop and give somebody, like, I know they're gonna just put a little bit of cream in their coffee, but I give them more room in their coffee for more cream that I know they're not gonna use. Like, I really wanna trip on useless powers. Because I know I can't have superpowers, but at least I can power trip on coffee.
You can just have shitty human powers.
But they're my shitty human powers.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course they are. Anything else exciting happened to you this week?
My girlfriend's roommate decided to come up with a game, which is Mario Party. And I was invited over for a Mario Party.
Okay.
And then I realized something was off when they corrected me and said I was not invited to come over and play Mario Party. I was invited to a Mario Party.
Oh, okay. Oops. Uh-oh.
So I walk in the front door, and the entire house has been redesigned.
Okay.
As a Mario Party board.
With what?
Full like side paths, blue squares, red squares. They went to the dollar store and got gold coins and put them down on all the blue squares. They had an inflatable star. They had like battle mini games. They had a hat. When you took out it, like, there was different mini games.
Right.
Everything from playing an actual Mario Party game to like word battles.
Oh, so you played actual Mario Party mini games in the middle of your real life Mario Party?
Yeah, well, everybody would take a turn, and then we'd all have to play a mini game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Did you...
And I will say this, I'm really happy they forgot to get some of the supplies, because the Bowser spaces were fucking brutal.
Oh!
I did not land on the first Bowser space, but the first Bowser space was do the cinnamon challenge.
No!
Like, the Bowser spaces were like, people are like, ha ha ha, I wonder what that's going to be. Send me back a few spaces. And when you step on the space, you flip it over and you look at the bottom. The girl landed on it's like, what the fuck?
That's awful, but that's so good.
Mike's like, I needed everyone to realize that I wasn't fucking around.
That's amazing.
Oh, man. So I'm happy to report that I won that.
Oh,
and you know when
you
go to the dollar store and you get those mini inflatable balloons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they put the star in their upstairs bathroom, and I have an inflatable star on a string currently resting on my ceiling.
That's awesome. Oh man, was that now? Was there adult beverages involved?
Yes, I do think we did have some juiced quinoa, some chia seeds. I definitely think we had some porridge, just, you know, because the chewing can be a bit rough on our old throats.
Right.
We tried to keep it all on one floor so we could use our walkers correctly. You know, some very adult beverages.
So adult that they're senior, one might even say. Some senior beverages and foods.
Well, in my senior year of college.
That's so good.
Yes, you might say that we imbibed a beverage or two.
That sounds like so much fun.
It was very enjoyable.
Did the Bowser spaces involve alcoholic punishment?
No.
Oh,
because that's what we expected the Bowser space to be, something like, yeah, take a shot. Okay, and then you flip it over, it's like, do the cinnamon challenge, and it's like, holy shit.
Do the cinnamon challenge, you get punched in the stomach twice.
Oh, at one point, there's a guy whose name is Ryan, who reminds me very much of our mutual friend, Reese.
Okay.
Who, the first time I met him was wearing a full bright red tracksuit.
Okay.
Just to give you an example. And so at one point in time in the game, he comes up to me and he's like, hey, man, I need some coins. I really need some coins to get this star. I mean, I'm coming up on the star, but I don't have the star. I need some coins. He's like, what can I do for you? What could I do to get you to give me, you know, like a coin or two or some coins? And I just turn to him and go, I need you to steal the Declaration of Independence. And he goes, I've got this. And he comes back.
Oh no!
10 minutes later, and he has written a full draft in his own words of the Declaration of Independence on a piece of paper, which he has rolled up and tied with a string.
What? Wasn't he playing the game? Why did he have so much time to do this?
Well, because it's Mario Party, right? So when it's not your turn, you have tons of downtime.
Oh right, all that bullshit with Mario Party and how freaking long it takes. All that good stuff. I get it.
Oh man, it was good times. Shout out to Mike for the great weekend. Oh,
that's amazing, dude.
Oh, I just, it's probably all three of them that did the bulk of the work. I know Devin had parts to do with it. I don't remember whose actual idea it was.
Right. Oh, still so good though. Oh man.
Do you want to move into a couple of A little music recommendations.
I need my
fix.
You need
my
your
music
fix for these music recommendations, hey?
I need the rhythm in my veins.
Okay, well, if you're so fucking excited about all this rhythm in your veins, how about you get us started? I guess
rhythm and booze. See, the one thing I'm not entirely sure about is if this is going to show up on Spotify, but there's this group. And they released a bunch of music, and they were a reggae group. And they were called Seed, and they had a single member of that group at one point in time. And this is a German group. And the guy's like, you know, I'm going to, as a band wants to do, he's like, I'm going to go make my own album, which is just full German rap in all its glorious, gloriousness.
Right.
And if you enjoy songs that are really clever if you decide to Google what they mean... but also are written in such a way that the flow sounds really interesting without having to know the language, you're really going to want Peter Fox.
It doesn't look like it's on Spotify.
You could even link a couple of YouTube videos, because you're going to link to it in a Facebook post, right?
Yeah.
To sell Peter Fox on somebody who doesn't know what this is, the way I first heard Peter Fox described was an internet article that said, here's the best music that shows you can write to have something sound really nice without letting what you're saying be the effect of what you're writing. That was a horrible way of saying that. But it's like the actual audio sounds super engaging without knowing what the lyrics are.
Oh, interesting.
But if you
okay,
do
yeah,
translate
yeah.
the lyrics, I do remember one of the songs I'm going to recommend, All Is New, is Ich verbrenne mein Studio, stopp für die Asche wie Koks, which is I burn my house down and snort the ashes like cocaine.
I've always been a big fan of that.
Literally the opening line of one of his singles. And all of the background music, it's, as far as I can tell, live studio recordings of, like, world instruments.
Yeah, he has, like, very high recording quality.
You won't find 808s on this album. You will find full choirs and strings and, like, African drums.
It's so
on
cool.
This, like, very heavy beat album. So you want to know what Alice New, there's the actual song Stadtaff, or
right.
Stadtaff. I don't speak German, so.
Right.
And really, if you just pick another one of his popular ones you see on YouTube to add to a maybe like a good three song thing, because that whole album is phenomenal, and it's one of those ones you can put on in the background, and you don't have to know what he's saying, but you know he's really good at writing, so you can just trust him that it's, that it does mean something really good.
That's super cool, though. I'm really into that. Yeah. Okay, I will recommend my thing now. So this is brand new to Spotify, and
ooh.
I think that people should give it a listen. It might come from a bit of a biased standpoint, but I really do want to make it very clear that mm-hmm. he is a friend. He is in my band, but I listened first. The music is actually fantastic. His name is Anthony Shackle, S-H-A-C-K-E-L-L. Anthony is spelled like Anthony.
I was expecting to be like, oh, I know this guy too, but I actually, A, don't know who that is, and B, don't know this music.
No, dude. So Anthony, Tony, as I know him, I think Anthony is more of just kind of his, like, stage, quote, stage name, but, I mean, it's his full legal name. What am I talking about? He just goes by Tony. But he just released a 3-track EP called New Growth. I'm looking at it. I don't know why that took so long to say. He just released a 3-track EP called New Growth, and it only has 3 tracks on it, and 3 mm-hmm. Songs is usually the number of songs that I recommend for an artist anyway. So this kind of worked out nicely. This album came out like 2 or 3 days ago. I have listened to it 5 or 6 times.
Nice.
I can't get enough of it. The first thing that jumped into my head when I was listening to it, which is maybe not accurate, but it still happened, so that says something, it was Dan Mangan, is very much what Anthony kind of reminded me of.
I have to listen to this now. Dan Mangan's one of my all-time favorite artists.
No, that's why I really wanted to make sure that you knew about this. I mean, listeners too, but I really wanted to make sure that you knew about this, because album is
fantastic.
Fuck
our listeners, I'm important.
Fuck these people. So Anthony Shackle, New Growth, it's on Spotify. It's already on the Friends of Microphones recommendations playlist, along with John Belly and Jacob Collier and all those other good people.
And DJ, where might I find that playlist?
You can find it, I believe the link is bit.ly/friendswithmikesspotify.
Or if you go and like our Facebook page.
True.
That's what
I always post a link to the playlist when I post the link to the new episode on our Facebook page. That is true.
I'm a business boy.
Our Facebook page is also where you can get all kinds of news about when episodes are coming out, or maybe sometimes I just won't post on the Facebook about whether or not an episode is late. Our Twitter's good for that too. And you know, don't be afraid to give us a shout out and share the new episodes when they go up, because word of mouth is really the best way that these kinds of things can be discovered.
Or actually, I'm going to say, if you have a friend and they're that kind of person who like likes to get up a bit early for work and like make themselves breakfast, but they just do it in silence, and it's weird for them to listen to music in the morning, and they don't really like to, you know, like watch a TV show in the morning. Just get them to play, because I love doing podcasts when I get up in the morning. I'll put on a podcast.
Yeah.
I'll make some eggs while my podcast is going. Ours is a good half-hour podcast. Just say, hey, the next time you make an eggs, make it with some friends. With microphones.
And more specifically, I think what we're going to do now is, in a second, we're going to do a clean cut. And after that cut, what's going to happen is we're gonna record a little introduction message to welcome people into our show, specifically if they're listening in the morning. So we're gonna do that right now, and here we go.
What?
Hey, what's up? Good morning. Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hey,
wake up.
Are we? Did you set us as your alarm? That was a bad idea.
Oh, wake up! It's your alarm time.
Our voices lull people
to
sleep.
Wake up!
Not wake them up. Hey,
wake up! If we slowly get louder, we can lull them out of their dreams.
Hey, you piece of shit!
Hey,
stand up!
Get the fuck up!
Hey, what the?
Get the fuck up, Dave! Stand up, Jerry. Stand and deliver. It's time to make eggs, bitch.
I'm disappointed in you. You have to stand up and fight for your right to eggs.
We're all mad at what you did yesterday, but today you can make up for it. This is a motivational alarm clock now. Nobody liked what you did yesterday or the day before. Today's the day it changes.
Yeah. Oh, I see you putting avocado on that toast.
Damn.
Ooh. And you're not a millennial either? Oh, you're breaking the system.
$2 down the drain, Dave.
Wow. Well, let's not.
Fuck your avocado. You're a real piece of shit. Just go to work and eat a smoothie.
I want now as a punishment, I want you to listen to us on your commute to work, and then again as you're commuting back, just to hear this three times.
Is that a Prius? You idiot! Get a real car!
Yeah, steal your neighbor's.
Steal your neighbor's car! Do it! See that rock on the ground? That could break a window. Fuck it up, Dave!
And while you're at it, live your best life. Take their dog, too. You know you've always liked it.
Who doesn't love dogs? Free dogs! Take that dog!
Take the dog. Name it Trisket. Watch it crunch.
Feed Trisket that quality shit you can buy at Whole Foods. Get yourself some Chinese food while you're there. Fuck those guys at work. They don't know what they're talking about. Now
we
go to sleep.
We believe in you so much.
You know,
except when we didn't at the start of this message, but we believe in you now.
You know those motivational alarm clocks that last all day?
It's a motivational live stream. Get up. And
we should absolutely do that. We should record a motivational live stream that starts at like 7 a.m. Pacific. Just be like, all right, here we go. Everybody up, do some yoga.
Well, this is our pre-recorded pilot for,
oh my goodness,
for all of the big media companies that might sponsor it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was another fun episode of Waking Up with Darren and Deej that we're going to release on a separate feed on iTunes. That's not true. Okay, we got to wrap it up. We got to go. You've got our music recommendations. You've heard us chat, and now it's time.
Have a lovely day at work or school.
And now it's time for you to go talk with your other friends so you can tell
or
us.
Bed.
So you can tell them about your friends, which are us. Tell people about us.
With microphones.
Friends with microphones. Do you get it yet? Is the joke
it's
clear
yet? It's not that
yet?
Hard.
It's me neither.
Okay, we have to edit there.
Bye.
That was too good. Bye.